Welcome to the Kickstart Your Book Sales Podcast with USA Today bestselling authors Russell Nolte and Monica Leonel, where you'll learn how to supercharge your book sales, go aggressively wide, and take your author career to the next level.
Hello, everyone. This is Monica Leonel. Russell is not here today. He is resting and coming back from a trip. So it's just me today. And I figured that I would talk about a question that we get not as often as some other ones, but that so we don't often get the chance to address it as often. And that question is about timing on Kickstarter. So when should I use Kickstarter? And so I think what's going on behind this question is often people don't understand how Kickstarter can fit in with what they are already doing on retailers. And it's mostly what they're doing on retailers, because that's the primary way that authors in the independent author community are making money right now, is through retailers. But it can sometimes be, you know, like I have a Patreon and I don't know when to do a Kickstarter or how to do a Kickstarter when I'm also using Patreon, or I'm selling from my website and I don't know how to use a Kickstarter when I'm also selling from my website. I just don't understand where this fits into my larger strategy. And so that's the question that I want to talk about today. So I've actually grabbed a bunch of questions that we've gotten in the past that we didn't have time to answer during Q&As, and I figured I would just go through them. So one question that is often asked about this, kind of like the sub question, is, should I use Kickstarter if I haven't written the book? And so my answer would be that it really depends on where you are at in your career. So I think Russell's answer, I don't want to speak for him, but I would guess that Russell's answer is probably that you should not. And I say that because I know that Russell writes all his books, and he personally needs to have all his books done before he does the Kickstarter, because he wants to deliver all the books right when the Kickstarter ends. And so Russell can turn around his Kickstarter in like a month. So like from the time that the campaign ends, he wants to, within a month, he wants to have shipped out everything. And like the campaign is completely fulfilled within a month. And he has gotten very good at fulfillment and very good at running Kickstarters to begin with, to be able to do that. And so he's, you know, 25 Kickstarters in. It could even be closer to 30 now, because this year he's doing a bunch. Next year he has a ton of Kickstarters going, a lot of which are collaborations. So, that number, if you're listening in 2023, he's even better at this than he is now. This is recorded in October of 2022. So I would think that he would say, get your book done before you launch the Kickstarter. And I think for most people, that's probably the right answer. If you know that you are able to write books and like you're far enough along in your career, then I think it's okay to either be writing the book still, if you're able to do that, and your mental health is very important here in this question, to either be writing the books or to have the books, you know, like at least 80% done. So if you know that not having the book done is going to mess with your mental health, then get the book done ahead of time. But I do think there are some people who are totally fine with just doing pre-orders. Like I know there was an author who did a campaign and it hit like 12K. And they did their campaign, and that was probably a year ago at this point. And I don't know that they've delivered all three books. I know that the first book was done when, after they launched, they delivered it kind of right away, and then they put it on pre-order on Amazon, and then the next two books were pushed like pretty far out. So some people are okay with that. There are also Kickstarter campaigns that I have backed this year. Like I backed some in January and I still haven't received that book. And, obviously I'm curious where it is. I know that some campaigns just never get fulfilled as well. So there's always that. So it could be that I'm out that money or whatever. So there is some of that too, that is important to keep in mind. But for the most part, I would say, yeah, get the book done ahead of time. For like most people, that's going to work best. And the other thing, so I think one of the things is like, will you do it for yourself? Like, are you sure that you're going to get this book done? And then the other thing is your audience okay with it? Because if your audience is on board, then I think you can. Like Brandon Sanderson, he did his campaign in March, and it doesn't start delivering till January 2023. But I think his fans, and he's launched a campaign since. So he has like a minifigures campaign that has just recently ended. He's launched that since. And he, you know, he's still doing that campaign. And so there will always be people. So that's another thing. So if you're doing, so like sometimes people ask, can I do my next Kickstarter before I fulfilled the last one? And Kickstarter pretty much frowns on it, especially if you have a new account. They're not going to be okay with that. And they may just like not approve your next campaign. But then also they don't let you do a ton of that, but then also your backers are not going to be as down either. So if you don't fulfill your last campaign, people are going to say, I'm not backing the next one until you fulfill the last one. And so, there's actually like a good percentage of backers who are like that. I know I before I started doing Kickstarter regularly, I was that type of backer as well. I was like, you know, until I receive the books from the last thing, I'm not buying, you know, I'm not going to do this again. So there was some of that for me too. And so I definitely get the reason that people feel that way. So, next question, you know, should I use it? So another thing people ask is, should I use it for book one? Or can you use it in the middle of a book, like in the middle of a series? So I've got books 1, 2, 3 out. Can I use it for book 4? I think you can. And what we recommend is that when you do book 4, so first of all, you should make it exclusive. So we will always recommend exclusivity. So we don't recommend simultaneous launch. We don't recommend even having the book on pre-order at retailers. So if you're doing this, you know, do book 4, also offer the first 3 books on Kickstarter at the same time. So if you're doing, like, if I'm doing a campaign and I have books 1, 2, and 3 done, they've already been to retailers. And so I'm like, man, I want to, like, my next book is book 4. So I want to do that one. Then I would create a campaign that had 1, 2, 3, 4 in it. And then I would wait to launch book 4 on retailers for a while, basically. Like, I'd probably wait 3 to 6 months. So that's how we recommend doing that. Do you launch the first of every series on Kickstarter? And is there a point when you're doing too many books on the platform? So what we recommend is not doing the same series, more than twice a year. So keeping, like, if you're going to do same book in same series, or not same book, but like next book in the series, we recommend waiting at least 6 months from the last time you did one. And then is there a point when you're doing too many books? So the most that we see is 12 books on the platform per year. So we see people doing whatever, like I'm struggling to speak. People doing, you know, one Kickstarter campaign a month is basically what we see most often. We don't, and Kickstarter does not really allow you to be doing more than one campaign a month. They don't really like that either. So, you know, like, I mean, if you're like a collaborator, then that's fine, but they don't really like you to be doing that anyway and to be like the main contact on that campaign. So 12 a year is kind of the max that we see. And then 6 months between, you know, if you're doing a series. So And the other thing I would say is that if you are publishing faster than that, and you're like, that doesn't fit my schedule, I gotta get these books out, then I would do something more like, I'll just give an example. So like in January, I would do books 1 through 4 of Series A. And then in July or August, I would do books 5 through 8. So you can also stack the books together. You don't have to do one book at a time. So I would do something more like that. And then when you do books 5 and 8, again, you want to make sure that you are at least offering books 1 through 4 because you're trying to find new readers. We kind of talked about this, how Kickstarter works with a well-established series. Some of the things that we've already said, we've also seen authors who have had success doing omnibuses. So if you are way deep into a series, like let's say you're on book 12, book 13 of the series, and you want to do like book 12 or book 13 on Kickstarter, and you're like, but then I would have to offer, like I'd have to have a campaign of 13 books, which is untenable, basically, like nobody's going to buy that many books. I won't say nobody, but most people are not going to, like most new people to this are not going to buy that many books. So what I would probably do instead is I probably would not do book 13. I'd probably do an omnibus of books 1 through 3 or books 1 through 4. Since it's already published, Kickstarter requires you to have something new. So having the omnibus really satisfies that because it's a new SKU. It's a new book, essentially, SKU number. And so I would probably do that and maybe do like a hardcover or, you know, paperback or whatever, but just do the omnibus. So I would do that. Then I would do the second omnibus. Then I would do the third omnibus. And then I'd publish book 13 or whatever. Or if you know that it's going to be 13, 14, 15, 16, because you have that long of a thing, then I would probably do it that way too. So just something to think about, you know, think about, kind of play with it, see, really to be new on Kickstarter, it has to be a new SKU number. So something that would, something that would require a new ISBN, like that would work, or it has to be a new format that you have never published before. So like doing a special hardcover edition that also, again, it requires a new ISBN, which is the international, International Standard Book Number, I think is what it stands for. If it requires a new ISBN, then that's going to be good for Kickstarter. Another one is, pre-orders. We'll talk about this real quick. A lot of times people are like, well, my pre-order, like that will be in September. And they're like, oh, my pre-order is for the end of October. Can I do a Kickstarter on it? And we're always kind of like, no, it's not. I mean, you can, but it's probably not going to be the best thing. And we have some data on this. After a couple people in our programs have tried it. I wasn't sure. Russell was pretty against it from the beginning because he has a lot of experience. I was kind of like, oh, you know, it might work. And I was wrong. It does not work very well, which is, it's kind of hard to say that though, because people do make like a couple thousand dollars still. So it's still good to make an extra couple thousand dollars on your book that you're about to release, but without cannibalizing your retailer sales. But I would say it's probably a lot of work for a couple thousand dollars. It depends on where you're at in your career too. I would also say, like, if you have other book, like if you publish a book a month or something, like just pick a book that's further out. The reason why is because when you have your book on pre-order at retailers already, and when your audience has primarily just purchased from a retailer, most of your audience is still going to just keep their pre-order. Like most people are not going to be like, hey, I can get this book, you know, 2 or 3 weeks early through the Kickstarter, so I'm going to do that. Like, most people are going to be like, I already pre-ordered it on Barnes & Noble. I'll just wait until it comes out on Barnes & Noble. So, you know, just think of that, how much that is going to kind of cannibalize your Kickstarter, because your audience is going to stay as comfortable as they can, which is like purchasing from the place that they already purchased from. So they're going to stay comfortable. They're going to be like, I already pre-ordered it, so why would I buy it again? Or, you know, I think sometimes it can look like double dipping as well. So people are like, I already pre-ordered it on this retailer. Now they're trying to get me to do the Kickstarter. And it just kind of looks, the optics are not really as nice for your readers. And so again, it's not going to be every reader who thinks that way. There are going to be some readers who are like, yay, 3 weeks early, I'm excited. But a lot of people, you know, they read a bunch of other authors. They have a TBR pile that's huge. They're probably okay to wait a couple of weeks for your new book. Okay, so we don't recommend that tight of a deadline. We see people all the time who want to do this. We get this question like probably every single time we do Q&As. Like, I have a book coming up in a month. Can I do a Kickstarter? And the other aspect of this is that for the most part, we don't think you can turn around a great Kickstarter in a month. Like, and we tell people this all the time. We're like, not to discourage you, because we just don't see that in our program. We see the people who have, like, you can definitely do a Kickstarter in a month, but we see the people who have the best success with it and who kind of do a great Kickstarter. They tend to spend a couple months kind of feeling their way around the group, learning, kind of watching other people do Kickstarters, and then going through some of the program and putting their own Kickstarter together, getting feedback. And so we see them, you know, they're doing probably at least a couple months of prep, not full-time prep, but just, you know, absorbing and figuring out how they want to do things, you know, hopefully copying a lot of what we've already done, because we think the way we do Kickstarter campaigns is pretty good. So like, why reinvent the wheel? Why not just, you know, and it's working for like all of our people. So why would you reinvent that? So we tend to do it that way. And then we also recommend doing a month of pre-launch marketing. And so, you know, we see people getting away with less than that, a couple weeks of pre-launch marketing. You know, half the time I do less than that because I don't have time to do the pre-marketing either. But we tend to see those people get the best results. So not to say you can't do it. We also see people who are like, hey, I hit $1,000 on Kickstarter, or I hit a couple $1,000 on Kickstarter, and that is a couple $1,000 that I did not have from my launch, and it did not hurt my launch. And so, like, for a lot of people, that's worth it. You know, and that's worth kind of the work that they do for it. And for some people, they want to, you know, kind of hit the ground running and have a great campaign. They want to hit like $5,000 or $10,000, or, you know, they have like kind of a bigger aspiration or bigger goal. And if you do have that, then we recommend just giving yourself a couple months to do it. All right. We talked about that one. How long do Kickstarters last? Because the standard is supposedly 30 days. We recommend a lot less than that for your first campaign, actually. So Russell typically does 17-day campaigns. If it's a bigger project, he'll do like a 24-day campaign. And then if it's like, he knows, so right now for Russell, he knows that he wants to hit a certain amount. And sometimes he'll do, you know, sometimes he'll add a week or two on either end of his campaign. If he knows, like, I want to hit like 20K on this, and I know I'm going to have to, you know, work hard to do that, and I know I'm going to need more time to do that, then he'll add those extra weeks on. So we do, though, recommend the 17-day campaign, which we talk about in our book. So if you don't know our book, it's called Get Your Book Selling on Kickstarter. It's by Russell P. Nolte and Monica Leonel. Monica is me, if you're not familiar with me. And Russell's, my work or Russell's work, So this is a great book to get started. We talk about the 17-day campaign in this book, and that's what we recommend above everything, really. I will say that I have never done the 17-day campaign. For whatever reason, I've always done like a 40-day campaign. And even this next campaign that I have coming up, I was trying to do a 17-day campaign, but the follower number was just going up and up and up. And I think it's close to 150 followers now, because it's got like it's a romance book. It's got like Jane Austen tie-ins. It's like a witch book as well. So, and it's got a tarot deck in it. So I decided to extend that also based on my schedule, because I'm traveling a ton. So I'm like, well, if I extend this, then I have to, like, when can I actually end this where I'll, like, be around? So it's gotten extended to a little over 40 days now. And so I'm like, okay, I guess I'm not capable of doing these shorter campaigns. But someday I'm going to do a shorter campaign. It will not be this campaign, and it will not be the next campaign, because we've already decided to run that campaign super long anyway. So, do as I say, not as I do, but do as Russell says and do as Russell does, because Russell actually does 17-day campaign perfectly. All right. And then the last question that we get about timing, we do get this one kind of frequently: is there a best time of year for a Kickstarter campaign to be launched? And like, one question that we're getting a ton right now, because this is mid-October when I'm recording this, we get a ton of questions about, should I do a campaign in December? I know, and people always say, I know you don't recommend doing campaigns in December, but can I do one anyway? And the answer, so I guess I'll do the first answer. So is there a best time of year? I mean, yeah, I think the thing to think about here is that book selling is seasonal. So Russell does his campaigns. He does a January. His schedule is usually January, March, June, and then he does like a September and November campaigns. So the first half of the year, he tries to get three in. The second half of the year, he only does, well, I won't say only does two. Like, that's still a lot. So he does two. He skips, like, times that he skips are July, because it's San Diego Comic-Con, SCCC. So he does not do it then, because there's just a ton of other stuff going on there. So he always skips July, August. Sometimes the September campaign will start early. So he might do August. And then he always skips December as well. So he always tries to do a campaign kind of like late October, early November, before the holidays. Because once the holidays start, he kind of is done. So I definitely would recommend, you know, especially if you're new to this, I would recommend picking January, March, June, September, or November. I think those are good times. I would also say that right now, for example, it's October, and there's Kickstarter is doing its own program called Witch Starter. So there are those times, and they announce these like pretty far in advance, months in advance. So there are those times where it kind of makes sense to do a related campaign. So, you know, like the books that I have coming out, they're about witches. So like, Witch Starter made a lot of sense for me. So that's, I don't think I would otherwise be launching during this time, but Witch Starter made so much sense for me. So there's that. And, you know, January has Make 100. So there's a couple like Kickstarter-ish promotions. There's also, you know, other reasons that you might want to do it throughout the year. And I think it depends a lot on what's going on in your genre. I also think, you know, one thing that Russell and I talk about is when you are doing, you know, like summer books, like probably when people are starting to think about summer is a good time. So like June, if you have like a summer romance series, June would be a great time to publish those on Kickstarter. And so think about that too, is like, you know, you might want to do like a beach reads thing that month. What else? Oh, the Christmas question. So we don't think, I think anytime after like Thanksgiving until the new year is a really difficult time to do campaigns. I only recommend it if you have a Christmas book. So like if you have Christmas books coming out. So like one idea that I had this year, which I've decided not to do because I just don't have time, was a campaign where it starts in December and it ends, you know, at the beginning of January, and it's a Christmas book for 12 months. And it was just this idea of like 12 months of Christmas. So it was a really cool idea. I would like to do it next year. I can't do it this year because like totally ran out of time to do it. But something like that, like it makes sense to do in December. Something on the nonfiction side that would make sense would be like probably not, well, planners you probably want to do in September, October, is like a good time to do a planner one, but any like one that somebody is considering in our group is doing something that is more like a self-improvement book. So their book is about like boundaries and it's a self-help book, and they are thinking about doing it in December because that's a season when people are thinking about like how they want to change and what they want to change. And so that could be good too, especially if you were able to deliver it sometime in January, February. That could be really good. So I do think there are, I don't think any time is off limits. I think there are times when things will go better than other things. Things will go better for you than they would other times. And then I'd also say if you're doing, you know, there are some people who publish a lot. This is true in publishing too, on retailers, where they're like, you know, I put out like 15 books a year, or I put out 12 books a year, or 8 books a year, or whatever it is. And I just publish, like, I don't pay attention to the holiday schedule when I'm publishing. I don't pay attention to seasonality when I'm publishing. And that makes a lot of sense if you publish a lot. So, you know, if you're doing 12 books on Kickstarter every year, then, or 12 campaigns, then, like, you're going to have a December campaign, and it's fine. And so you just kind of work within the limitations that you have. So those are all the questions that we get on when to use a Kickstarter, timing around the Kickstarter. I hope it's been really helpful to you. We will have Russell back at some point, but hopefully this was helpful to you in the meantime. And thank you for listening and watching, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you so much for hanging out with Monica and Russell on the Kickstart Your Book Sales podcast. If you found this episode helpful, make sure to visit kickstartyourbooksales.com/free to download our best resources to help supercharge your author career and take it to the next level starting today.